Well, here we are at the what? We've arrived at the 2nd of May. Gee whiz. We got through another May Day. We celebrated last Wednesday the 2nd anniversary of the St. Hill Special Briefing Course, and the course is into its 3rd year as of now. And we turn out better auditors all the time. Even you. And our successes of the past aren't even comparable to the successes that we're going to have up the line here. Now, today I'm going to talk to you severely. Ordinarily, I jolly you along, you know. And everybody looks... Oh, I hate to be this severe, but you are on the edges of the great adventure. And this separates the sheep from the goats, man. It separates the children from the characters who can do it. And you are adventured upon a period of auditing which requires far more precision, auditor presence and TRs, than any auditing we have ever had. There are certain ways to do this right, and there are certain ways to do it wrong. The number of ways to do it wrong far exceed the ways to do it right. Anytime you have somebody in training, he can always invent some new ways to do it wrong. But it's very, very funny that he never invents, almost never, some way to do it right. The odds are very bad. The truth of the matter is that the auditing which you're embarked upon is in actual fact simpler than you would believe, and simpler than you will believe for some time. The main thing you're doing with it is far too much complication. That's all. Just the complexities you're adding into it are defeating you. And you're taking too much time to accomplish what you're accomplishing. And the only difficult thing that you must learn, and I can assure you this is not easily learned, is with total excellent ARC, totally control the PC in session. Now, that is asking a lot. Because the PC is walking, you know, these, the Huna Kapuna Ununas had, that's a tribe that were bred by the Hunas after they were defeated by the Punas. They used to walk across live coals and other tricks like this. But man, this PC, he isn't just walking across a live bed of coals. He's walking across eternity. And he feels it. And the least rancor, upset, unsmoothness on the part of the auditor records itself very heavily on the PC during Routine 3. And you say, well, we'll be a good fellow and we will just audit permissively and go along with what the PC says. See, that's one answer to not making the PC upset. You've got several answers, you know. And one of them is just to sit there, you know, and be agreeable. And that is the worst answer, because the PC will dig himself into and get more ideas about digging himself into and get himself dug into more trouble if you follow his advice exclusively than you can easily repair. I assure you of this. If he tells you that you ought to relist some item, and if you do that, that's all right. Very often you have to take the statement of what item it is bothering him, you see. But you do this, and he gets dissatisfied, and he says it's some other item, and then he says it's some other item, and then you follow through, and you do this, you see, and then you say some other item, and so forth, and all of a sudden you notice the PC is in a state of total collapse. Well, what put him there? The PC? No, it's just the failure of the auditor to exercise session control. No good blaming the PC and saying, well, he dug himself in. I don't know. This is you sit comfortably under the palm tree on the bank of the stream, you see, and he swims through this river full of alligators, and you didn't tell him to go upstream or downstream, and he goes upstream and gets et. And you say, well, he did it. Now, you're there to tell him how to get across the river, see? If a PC digs himself in, it's the auditor's fault, and it's nobody else's fault. There's nobody else to blame in the session. If the auditor fails to take the PC's advice and gets into trouble thereby, it is the auditor's fault. If the auditor does take the PC's advice and gets into trouble, it is the auditor's fault. If the PC gives good advice, it's the auditor's credit, but it's his fault. You understand? And when you look at a session, don't look at it as a dual activity of mutually shared responsibility in the great togetherness of all us wogs. You see? I mean, that's woggishness. If you want to know what is responsibility on this planet, it is enough people in the same place, and that makes a responsibility. I mean, it's as weak as that. You see, they elect a lousy president in the United States, and they say, well, therefore, the whole population took responsibility for electing the president, so therefore it's nobody's fault. I think it's somebody's fault. See? But you wouldn't get any conviction in this particular line, you see? So if you have five people together, immediately there can be no responsibility, you see, except the group responsibility of all five. Well, you have to get out of that way of thinking. It isn't an auditing group of two with mutually shared responsibility. It isn't, man. There happen to be two bodies there, but there's only one responsible factor, and that's the auditor. The PC isn't responsible for a living thing, not one thing. You go around and say, well, he's a bad PC, or he's a nattery PC, or he's a this PC, or he's a that PC. It's very strange that if you straighten out the points on the case that ought to be straightened out, he ceases to be a nattery PC. I think it's quite remarkable. All right, now if he's a nattery PC or a good PC, maybe give him the credit for being a good PC, don't you see? You can go that far, but actually you can't give him the credit for being a nattery PC. Because as far as the session is concerned, why, the PC runs as the auditor says. The auditor never has the out of the PC something or other. The only time an auditor has an out is when a PC does something out of session that he ought to be brained for. I had a PC come to session once. I had the PC running beautifully. PC came into session all caved in. Been all right during the last session. It was all caved in when we arrived at this session. Well, the PC had taken it, had taken this interesting action, had decided that something was it, and had listed it. So happened that it was listed backwards. And no advices on this, you see. The PC had no advices. And it listed about 10 or 12 pages backwards on an item, you see, and thought just a little more listing now and it'll be all right. But of course you start listing one backwards, a little more listing makes it that much wronger. And I didn't half clobber that PC, see? You chuckle-headed idiot, you know? I mean, this was the general course of my existence. The PC didn't do it again. But what was I doing? I was exerting then auditor control out of session for auditing being done out of session. The only way I could do it is if you do this just one more time. You know, blank, 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 blank. Okay. The only way I could do, see, was just impress the PC that this must not be done. Did. We never had any more trouble of that particular kind. But it wasn't the auditor's fault that a PC gets themselves wrapped around a telegraph pole between session by some self-auditing action, except to this degree. In this case, the auditor had not been expressive enough to meet that eventuality and had not smelled the fact that the PC was going to do it. Now you say, that's pretty far. Well, actually, it is pretty far afield. That is stretching it just a little bit. Auditor responsibility just being stretched a little bit. But the next time it didn't happen because auditor responsibility at that point asserted itself, and so this PC is doing things out of session, they're interfering with the session, therefore we must lower the boom. And took responsibility and lowered the boom. Now this lowering of the boom can actually also consist of if you have just one more fight with your wife. If you talk to your wife just once more about your goal, I'm going to give you the wrong top-up term, list you on it for hours, you understand? So come off of this, because I won't stand for it. That's asserted auditor responsibility, don't you see? You're perfectly within your rights to assert your responsibility that way. You aren't responsible for the PC having walked back into the third or fourth session you gave him, all spun in because he went home and told the wife, my goal is, and the wife said so-and-so and so forth. You can't be held responsible for suddenly realizing that he was liable to go home and tell his wife his goal and his wife was liable to invalidate his goal, and et cetera. That's just asking a little bit too much, you see. But it is within your zone of responsibility that you find out he's doing such things to lower the boom. Okay. Give a heart-to-heart talk. You don't give him these heart-to-heart talks in session, by the way. You end the session. When you've given him the heart-to-heart talk, you start the session again. But the point, then they can never accuse you of having broken the auditor's code, see? But this will go quite a distance. This will go quite a distance. You find out that somebody is doing something outside of session that is upsetting your auditing. Well, it isn't up to somebody else to tell them. It's up to you. Now, you can tell them persuasively or any other way, don't you see? You got to make it stick. That's taking responsibility for the PC in extremis. Anymore, every Monday you come in here, every Monday you come in here walking on both sides of the room. What's going on? What do you do weekends? All right, I'll pull a few of those with holes. We're not in session. This is not a session. I'm pulling a few of these with holes and just so and so. All right. Okay, so that's what you do and that's why. All right, now listen. I'll let you in on something. You're not going to do it again, you hear me? And make it stick. Because they're getting in your hair as an auditor. Now you have perfect right to do that sort of thing. But how do you do it so that the PC doesn't hate your guts forevermore? This is where diplomacy comes in. So many people have died from it. That's all the casualties of the last two world wars. Now, these points of out-obsessionness and so forth, well, take them up with most any rancor that you want to. But the truth of the matter is, you start controlling a PC mis-emotionally while he is running routine 3, and this is a horse of another hue. You can just start looking mean during a session, and you practically spin him. He can't cope with the bank. And it comes back to the old original thesis, those rules and laws in the original thesis. Auditor plus PC greater than PC's bank. You see? But auditor plus PC's bank versus PC. You see? Auditor plus PC's bank is greater than the PC, and you cave him in. So it's an interesting point. How do you control a PC without interpolating the PC or pushing the PC underneath the bounding billows? How do you do this? Well, it's a very smooth level of control. This extremely smooth control that is required. And there is a type of control that works in it, which doesn't Q&A, and yet which doesn't leave the PC sitting out on a limb either. You follow the formula of acknowledging completely everything the PC says. You understand it and you acknowledge it. Then you say, to the effect that, although what he is saying undoubtedly contains great validity, it happens at the moment that it is necessary to take this other course. But that if anything needs to be done, which he said, you will take care of it afterwards. Or at some later time. You got the idea? Now, actually, that isn't just a casual series of phrases I have strung together. It has a very hard-bound formula back of it. PC says, it doesn't matter what PC says, PC says there is a goal, but there's a whole bank between the bank we are running and the last bank we ran. And you say, all right, you can see it, huh? Yeah, well, yes, sir, yes, sir. Whole bank in there, and we've just missed it clean, cold, and it's it. And we're now running the next bank below that, and we shouldn't be there. Now, if you adjudicate this on the basis of should you do what the PC says or shouldn't you do what the PC says, or the reason why you mustn't do things is because the PC said to do them, you'll make as many mistakes, you see, as in following the PC's advice. What you must do is treat anything the PC gives you as data. And that is all it is. It is never an order. It is never an invitation. It's never a this or never that. It's just data. And it's quite valuable data. Make a mention of it on the auditor's report. The PC says there's a bank between these two banks. Now, the only reason the PC is going to become upset with you is not if you don't immediately find that intermediate goal and run it instead of the bank you're running, but if the PC thinks you have missed the information. Now, you can underscore that. If the PC thinks you have missed the information, you now get into a very heavily ARC broke situation. PC says, but I told you there's a bank, a whole bank sitting there, and he starts asserting the existence of the bank, and he'll start keying it in. Well, the wrong way to handle it is just say, all right, yes, all right, I know. Well, go on and answer the question, which we are doing right now. Yes, he says, but there's a bank. I've just seen it. It's, you know, it's caving in and so on, and the whole thing is caving in on me, and it's terrible. And you say, yes, well, thank you, good, all right. Now, just go on and answer the question, which I'm asking, you know. And the PC, now he says, but I told you about the rebel. Oh, see? Well, you say, well, why is he so upset? Well, he's so upset because you've evidently missed the information. He's not sure you've got this information. So you're just your ordinary toss-off. Yes, okay, fine, thank you. That isn't going to work because it'll create what is in essence a missed withhold. And the PC explodes accordingly, and he explodes bank-sized missed withhold. Now, the way to handle that is to look what I told you in the first place, you see. All right. I got that, a whole bank. Okay, all right. Let me make a note of that. Put it on the auditor's report, because it might be very interesting, and you might not go on auditing him for a long period of time. Draw a square around it, you know, so that it stands out plain. Say, all right, I got that information. Any more about that? Yes, so-and-so. I could even tell you it's gold. That's very interesting. All right. Says the goal is to catch catfish. All right. Good. Now, this is possibly an approach, but I myself would not use it. So I'm giving it to you as where you could again perhaps fail. They say, well, is it all right with you if we keep on running the command which we are running now? And I've heard so many of you use that, but I'm injecting it as an act. Is it all right if we do that? I never ask the PC if it's all right. He sat down on the other side of the auditing table from me. I just assume that at that moment he has said that it's all right if I do anything I do from there on in that session. See? I just assume if he'll sit down there to be audited, the only PCs I have any trouble with is that won't be audited and won't sit down. See? I assume if he's sitting there, then it's all right. So I never ask him, all right if we go on doing what we're doing and do something with that later. I don't go into that gambit at all. I say, all right, I tell you what. It so happens we've got our hands on it. I tell them the truth, see? So happens we got our paws on this goal and we're this far into this bank. If we leave this at this particular time, it'd have to be the truth or I wouldn't tell them this. We leave it at this particular time. Why, we're so many in, I don't think the other goal would fire. So I tell you what, this is probably going to be very uncomfortable. We know the other bank is there and so forth. And when we finish running this one, we'll get that one. All right. PC will say, that's fine. He'll go on with the chest mass falling all over him and having an awful time, but he'll go ahead and run that bank for you, understand? It's on a basis of truth. You treat anything the PC says as valid data. That's the secret of it all. Anything the PC says as valid data. Because he's the one who is observing it. The PC is right far about the data. The PC is right about the data far more often than you suspect. Right about the data. And about what to do with it is 100 and not just 100, but 110% wrong. Okay? So you learn to differentiate. You learn to differentiate between an order to do something and just data. And you always be very happy to get the PC's data. And you pat him on the back about his orders. The diplomacy all comes in under the heading of orders, not about data. If you handle the data this way, you never have to have any diplomacy, and actually you won't get into orders. He only gets into orders when he's sure that you're not going to do anything about it. Now, you better know this trick well, because you're about to embark upon something, and I've prefaced this lecture on Routine 3 with this diplomatic approach to auditing, learning the lesson of controlling with a steel paw in a velvet glove. Learn that lesson well, because the only real troubles you're going to get into is feeling so insecure about what you're doing that the PC says to do something and you do it. And he's not 100% wrong, but 110. Remember, his data is always right. See, he tells you that there's an item, glumpslux, and it's in a foreign tongue, and it lies immediately on the southwest corner of the item you're running. That's data. Good, fine. Now, it's just a question now of do you need this datum or don't you need this datum? That's the only thing. And what you do with the datum is your business, but just make sure you get the datum. Now, if you let a PC start describing all the still pictures that are turning up, you will also wish you hadn't. Because one of the ways to get the PC in an engram is having described the largest object. It was the rule of the last largest object. What was the last large object you saw on that engram? He'll tell you, and he's right back in the engram again, don't you see? Well, you don't want him in an engram, so he's giving you data that's there. I'd be more likely to turn it off something like this. Well, now, we'll go on running it, and you tell me if it changes. Be sure and tell me if it changes any. And he promptly forgets about it. I don't go on and ask him for details in those stuck pictures, don't you see? He's liable to give me all sorts of data about the lineup of the bank and how many items we've missed and how we should go. But here's where it goes. I'm very happy to hear that we've missed a pattern of four items that are lying someplace. There they are. He sees them. They're black. Everything else is gray. And he sees this patch of black. And he says, there's three, four items there. I'm very happy to learn about that. I'm allowed to make a little notation on the line plot. PC says there's four items here. Four untouched items here. I'm allowed to make that. And where I get in trouble, where I'd get in trouble, and where you'd drown, is just right here. Go back and get him. Take his order. We had better get these now, because this is what's causing the ARC break that I've been having. Oh, cut your throat, man. It's a much easier existence in the next few hours, just mopping up a little blood. You differentiate the difference here. PC says we've missed four items. Right there, you can see them. Fine. Cheers. And his next following remark is, we had better get them, because that's why I am so ARC broke. Cut your throat, man. If you take that order, you've had it. Not because of the mechanics that it throws him in control of the session and on self-audit, but it's just because it's not the thing to do. You see? It doesn't do that. Now, listen to this. If you fail to take proper note of the data and understand it, it will almost always be followed by an order to do something about it, because your failure to acknowledge the PC has thrown the PC on self-audit, and that is possibly what you haven't seen in the mechanics of that. You understand that? Your failure to take that data down or into account or pay attention to it or acknowledge it makes him feel that you're not in control of it. So he takes the session control out of your hands and orders you to do something about those items. See, so when you failed on receiving the PC's data and paying attention to what the PC is telling you, you will then get your barrage of orders. And any time a PC starts giving you orders, you must realize that you have failed to take into account some data. And one of the ways to shut off the order flow, since the orders are, oh man, let's take somebody in the middle of a tar pit with the tar all over him, don't you see? and have him direct the redecoration of the Louvre, see? It'll be just that silly. He isn't even there. He can see. But what he sees, we're not too sure of that. But we can take that because there's nobody else looking, don't you see? We're not any skull looking at it. Let's take the other thing of horror. He's in a state to audit? Oh, no. He sure isn't. And the way to cure him of giving you orders is to find out what data you didn't receive. You're liable to get a wildly vituperative... He's been very mildly ordering you to do things. You're liable to get a wildly vituperative number of things which he has been unable to communicate to you. See? You got your missed withholds. Straighten it out. You'll find out there's some vital data connected with it. This is one way of taking a PC's grab control of the session back off of a PC. That's one way of returning session control to the auditor. This is find out what he hasn't found out about. Of course, you do this mechanically by just mechanically pulling missed withholds off the PC, but you should appreciate that you also have, well, just what have you tried to communicate to me, you see, that I didn't understand? Or what data here haven't I paid attention to? And he usually starts in, if it's very interesting to see a normally mild PC say, well, you silly idiot, you. There you go. What he's doing is relinquishing session control. He gets it off, squared up, all of a sudden, why, he's brighter. So, smoothness of auditing is how do you control the PC without ARC breaking the PC or chopping the PC. And it also includes then, doesn't it, getting control back from the PC if you've lost it. And actually, that's the whole story of getting control back from the PC. Find out what the PC wasn't able to point out to you that he then has to do something about, because his doing something about it is all wrong. He will never do the right thing with it, I assure you. You could give him the next five items and say, all right, just add them up and move the charge down the bank with these five items. And if you check up what he's doing, he will have opposed half of them backwards and forgotten the other half, you see. He's just not in shape to audit, that's all. I wouldn't even point this out to the PC. The question of his auditing would never come up. But if I found a PC giving me orders as an auditor, then I would simply try to find out what the PC has not succeeded in communicating to me. I could do that with the meter. I could do it with persuasion. It might have happened in earlier sessions. But I would square that up right now. Now, although the PC may be in an ARC break from other causes and reasons, I am likely to take that as the first step, because the data connected up with this ARC break might be of great value. I would also do an ARC break assessment in Routine 3 to find out what I had missed. But that is purely technical, although it cures ARC breaks. This other, how do you get control back from a PC, will very often form a considerable problem to you auditing in Routine 3. PC is telling you, you've got to do this, you've got to do that, you've got to, and we've really got to run into a later bank, because this early bank that we're doing now is too much for me, and we should run it later on the track, and we should do this, and I've already told you that I've cognited on my goal in present time, and you should take this goal in present time, and the top op turns of it are catfish and catfish, no catfish, and we've got all that, and so forth, so you really ought to be kind of running that now, because after all, I've told you, and you'll notice that all of his orders have got I told you and told you running through them one way or the other. See? All of his orders have. Well, all right, if his orders have got I told you and I told you, let's find out what he told. He very often wasn't articulate while he was doing the tolling. And you finally find out that he actually is heading for the early bank because he hasn't been able to communicate to you, he thought, because your TR2 might have been poor at the moment or you didn't make note of it or something of the sort, that there's a whole slab of the material you have been doing he is in great doubt of. He just doesn't believe it. Something like that. And he's gotten desperate about ever understanding it. So he's made a decision there that he'd better get an early bank that he can understand. And of course, to do that, it'd be utterly fatal. But the datum there, that he hasn't understood it, might come as a brand new datum to the auditor. Oh, yeah? Well, I told you. The hell he did, man. He never said a word about it. He was sitting there going on just as nice as you please, you see? Oh, yes, yes, yes. Absolutely catfish, yes. He's going on about it, you know. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes, I understand, yes, yes, yes. Eager catfish, oh, yeah, I understand that, you know. Oh, yeah. I tell you, he hadn't understood a single one of them. Not only that, but he tells you that he's told you he didn't understand a single one of them. All right, so your reality is betrayed. Remember, he's running in the least reality. He's running in the exact hurricane middle of the reactive bank. There is nothing goofier than where he is at. It isn't that he is or isn't goofy, but the area where he is at the moment hobnobbing is spin corner, man. Crazy Avenue goes up in one direction and Dementia Precox Boulevard runs in the other. You're going to take this guy's orders, huh? This is silly. His data, always. His orders, never. Very important for you to realize that. And the orders come when you haven't taken the data. Now, we realize that banks are hard to run. Go ahead and realize it all you want to, and treat them with respect, and so forth. But there's one thing you mustn't do. Now, you're going to misinterpret this, and everybody's going to misinterpret this, and get it all wrong, and be the source of argument here for years. I can see that. But as I make myself absolutely plain on this subject. Now, the wording of this is very carefully worked out, so don't write it down or quote it carelessly. Never rerun a partially run bank. Never rerun a partially run GPM. And that first word was never. And I point your attention to partially. Now let's get this real straight, because I don't want this datum to go in anybody's head goofy-wise, because it could be interpreted as never rerun a GPM. Or that there is something bad about rerunning a GPM. There is nothing bad about rerunning a GPM. There is everything deadly about rerunning a partially run GPM. That one you mustn't do. Don't rerun a partially run GPM. If you've got your paws on it, fur, claws, and all, and you can continue it in the run, you continue running it right straight on through to the bitter end. What's the bitter end? The goal is an RI at the bottom of the bank listed 50 items beyond the last RR and RS. And when you've gotten that far, you can consider that the bank can now be rerun. You don't have to know that list to make the bank rerunnable. You understand what I mean now? Only then is it safe to rerun a GPM. This means a great deal. It means a lot more than you think of at the first matter. means a great deal. You say, what if it's wrong? What if the PC's ARC breaking? I don't know. What if spring comes? What if the law of gravity works? Sure, a PC or ARC breaks. So what? They'll spin if you run it, rerun it.
Good.
You're going to get in nothing like the trouble you get into by running wrong, upside down, backed up, mixed up items as rerunning a whole area to get the items right. Because that makes the bank more charged than it was and is then much harder on the PC. Charge in a bank runs from the top of the bank to the bottom of the bank in consecutive order. And any time you take an area that you've rerun without running the rest of the bank, you take an area that you have run and rerun that area, good, bad, or indifferent, right or wrong, or anything else, anytime you rerun that area, you just stack up a stiffening of the missed withholds. They're good and missed, no. But there's a charge factor involved here. Because the charge runs from the top of the bank to the bottom of the bank, when you back up anything beyond a pair of items, quite allowable a pair of items because you're always working on a pair of items, you go any further back than that and start rerunning something, and not entirely understood by me at this moment, I'm simply telling you the empirical finding. This is not a theoretical finding at all. This is learned the hard way, you know. Anytime you go back a few items and decide to rerun that little span again, without running clear to the bottom of the bank, you sort of let the water back in the battery, you know. Something weird happens. Just let me put it that way rather than try to give you theoretical explanations that might not be right. Just something weird happens, and the bank gets stiffer. Sort of like putting, you wash this shirt, see? And you wash this shirt, and you look at it, and by golly, the collar's still dirty. Well, in ordinary washing, this wouldn't happen, but you wash it again, and now it's too stiff to wear. It's very curious. It's a curious phenomenon. It's as though the second wash water always adds a couple of gallons of starch. The bank beefs up. I can give you lots of explanations for this, but just take this as an empirical datum. The bank will beef up. The pressures will become greater on the PC. The stresses will become greater on the PC. The actual physical might of the bank apparently increases. Just take it as a datum. Let's run from the top op term down to the goal. I'll give you an example, see? These are very concrete examples. We go from the top op term down to the goal. I don't know, something a matter of a fifth of the bank or something like this. Now we've gotten the goal as an op term, and we're going to go ahead through the rest of the bank. And all of a sudden, well, these other remarks get very, very pertinent because we get a hard sell is liable to go on here. The PC, as this is visual, gets visual to the PC, and he sort of looks up the bank. He says, we've got want catching catfish. And that's wrong. That's wrong. That should be wantably catch catfish. Oh, look, that's why I was ARC broke. Yeah, look, that's wrong. So that makes the no. Yeah, that's wrong. And there's a couple above that. No wonder I was so ARC broke. Look at that. You got about five items missing there, right in a row, you know? And you must have given me the wrong item, because there it is, and so forth. And if you sit there casually listening to all this and apparently don't take it down any and don't do anything about it, then the PC's going to start giving you orders about it. And the PC will say, well, we should go back up there, to eagerly caught catfish, and we should smooth that out and pass the charge down to where we are, because if we keep going like this, why, it'll just for sure mean additional ARC breaks. You say, all right, thank you very much, while we're going on now, and so forth. You see, you've been practicing diplomacy, not diplomacy, and you're going to about get it right about 2 seconds, see? And you say, well, fine, that's it, thank you, and we'll go on now, and we'll go on down the rest of the bank. And PC will say, but look, I'm trying to tell you, there's this wantable caught catfish, and that's wrong. Because actually there are about five items in that area, and that's why ARC broke in that area. Yeah, well, thank you very much. Well, we'll go on with it. Of course, his brain starts splattering all over. And he says, you've got to go back. Now, I tell you what you do. You go back and you catch that now. Mm-hmm. The next stage is, when you don't follow those orders, is he will go back and say, see if this reads now. Wantably caught catfish. Wantably caught... Just look at your meter. Get your eyes on your meter. See what your inevitable cycle is? He not only gives you the orders, but he starts carrying them out. And that's because somewhere along the line you haven't handled any of this. Now, I'm actually giving you two data which go hand in glove, but they could form entirely separate lectures. They don't rerun a partially run bank. There are other reasons why you mustn't follow the PC's orders, but this is amongst the cheapest of them. Did you ever run an engram or a withhold, they behave the same way, on somebody that wouldn't discharge? And seemed like the more you ran it, the stiffer it got. Why? Actually, the answer is in book one. You'll find the answer is in the withhold system.
You ain't got basic on the chain, that's why.
The funny part of it is, the more you go over it, the worse the PC's going to get with it. You get this PC telling you about this withhold, see? He stole this car, see? Oh, my God, every auditor he's had has had this withhold, and it's apparently getting up to be, you know, has gotten this withhold on him. It's getting to be a total obsession. It's what's known. It has a technical name. It's the recurrent withhold. He gives it to every auditor, and it comes up every third session, see? The recurrent withhold. He just keeps giving that withhold. Now, if you were to look at that withhold very critically, you'd find out the PC is getting more and more obsessed with this withhold. That withhold is beefing up. Because hitting it causes all of the earlier withholds to be missed. It excites and activates the whole chain of stealing cars. And the more you try to get this particular car without getting the first car stolen, the more you activate those lower ones and get missed withholds. Therefore, actually, no prep checking or no set checking can be done in total ignorance of the withhold system. You just can't do it, because on any given PC, of course, the key out factors, anything keys out usually within 3 to 10 days, but where a person is being consistently audited on the same item, same withhold, same engram, same this. Oh, in the old days, you used to have certain engrams. The PC would always come along with the engrams. Same engram, see? It just wasn't the basic engram on the chain, that's all. Basic was still on there. It's enough to get out just the basic engram on that chain. You don't have to get the basic engram of the case off, don't you see? Well, because of the repetitive nature of the bank. In a goal to game, you would have the word game being repeated, the length and breadth of the bank. To catch catfish, my God, catfish are all over this bank. Well, oddly enough, you can get away with and get some success on discharging a withhold or an engram on a one pass. You know, you can always ask the audit in command once. You know, you can always, actually, you can always ask a couple of times. But you can always ask it once. You can always pull the withhold once. You can always do it once. And the PC feel better, see? Oh, you can get this one. Freudian analysis, poor devils. They must have run into this constantly. Because they dig and evaluate in these things, you know? This guy would all of a sudden, which was gave him there, thing, all of a sudden remember that his mother used to sing Tipperary in the bathroom. Ah. He remembers this and cheers him up, see? Feels great, you know? How remembers this? Ha! What the hell, you know? Oh, wow. It's all right, man. This Friday analysis reworked. Now the analyst says, now, what significance can you read into this? About that, and you give me a few more data, and give me some of your dreams so that we can integrate them with this Tipperary, so that this Tipperary can we can make some sense out of this, you see? Now. And all that game goes just like that. It's gone right now, see? Out! Never to return. It's the wildest phenomenon you ever cared to do. I'm just talking about empirical actions now that you can do as an auditor. You say, well, what's the earliest recollection you have in your childhood? See, something like this. The person says, oh, that's pretty good, graduating from college. And, and you say, well, now, all right, that's fine. What was particularly notable about that?
Well, I was embarrassed when the dean gave me my diploma.
Come to think about it, I was. Oh, what do you know? I feel better. Fellow auditors, leave it alone. Let it drop with a soundless thud at that point. You see, this is so late. The fact that he got any gain or send out of it at all is miraculous. But just tapping it bled a little charge off it, don't you see? But to hit it again will reactivate it. And then it'll hit all this chain of embarrassment. And you could go back into this incident. And sometimes, when it doesn't have a chain, you could run it as a little engram or as a lock, you see, and it'd clean up beautifully. And most of them don't have chains, so therefore you would get the idea eventually that you could run almost anything, you see, as an engram. But let's say it's that unlucky chance that this one has a chain. Embarrassment goes all the way back to Freud, see? And you're going to hit this one, see? The dean gave his diploma, and there it was. You're going to run that. And this one's got a real beefy chain on it, you see? Right alongside of it, you could have caught or incident after incident that you could have run, don't you see? Because they're not in chains. And you get this one, and you run it, and he sees less to it now. You run it again, it seems more sticky. Seems more difficult to get to. He does it again, and he starts worrying more about this now. And he does it again, and he finds some more in it, but if you ask him about mass, or if he knew about mass, you'd find the mass was beefing up. Why? You're hitting too late on the chain. In other words, you could hit it for a moment, you could bleed the charge off of it, and you could get out of there, and you're okay. We know this from long-time auditing experience. On anything which has a long chain, similar actions, you see, repeated. If you don't get the basic on that chain, the chain will not blow. And trying to work later than the basic on it will cause a beef up, for lack of a better word, a strengthening of the mass, a increase of pressure, an increase of energy masses connected with it. You can run one of these things till everything gets three-dimensional, man. Now, it's only to basic. You don't have to have the basic for the whole case to dispel this illusion. You only need the basic on that chain, which is embarrassment, let us say, in this lifetime, first time you were ever embarrassed. You get that, the whole thing will tear up. But if you keep hanging around with this late incident of embarrassment, that chain is not going to tear up. That is going to get beefier. Now, I don't say that we are dealing with exactly the same phenomena when we deal with the GPM. That would be too great a conclusion. I merely tell you the same phenomenon is present in the GPM. That you can knock the charge out of items A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P in consecutive order. You can find the item, you see. You can list for the item. Everything is going to go along just very nice and so forth. You can get the random items off of them, you see, and blow the rocket reed off the thing and move down to the next one and so forth. If you go back over A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, or you just go back over G, let's adjust G. Let's go back and get the PC shadow box and try to find the right G when we've already got Q, see? You find this PC starts to get desperate after a while. And if you did this very consistently, you'd find that there was greater mass on his case now. You would increase the amount of apparent mass. Actually, you haven't increased the amount of mass. There isn't any increase in the mass. You've simply made him more aware of the mass that was there. For instance, if it made him slightly deaf going over A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, know my alphabet anyway, made him slightly deaf, you know, to go over those. Now you go back over G, you know, H, I, J. He starts getting a heavier earring. See, you got away with it before, but now it's kind of... You go over these things again, you adjust them out. Now, you will feel that this isn't true, because occasionally you'll rerun a little section and straighten it up and bring the charge down, and you apparently will get away with it because the PC was ARC broke because it was missed. Actually, you won't have gotten away with it at all. That area has increased because you've reactivated the bottom of the bank. That's where the apparent greater charge comes from. You see it? You start hitting, and you hit it again, and you hit it again. Well, if you were just coming along taking the charge off as you went on down, it doesn't have a chance to get activated. See? But by hitting this area, getting stuck in the quicksand, in other words, of this area, you keep hitting that and not taking any charge off, Lord, and you keep hitting it and not taking any charge off, Lord, then all that lower charge is getting into restimulation and just about blows the PC's head off. So you never rerun a partially run bank. You just don't do it. No matter what persuasions there are. You can go back and adjust a couple of items. You very often have to adjust a couple of items. You're already adjusting one at any given time while you're running. You sometimes find you have to adjust the item just before that. It just won't discharge. It just keeps on sporadically rocket reading or something like that. It wasn't right in the first place. That's why you can't get your next item. You keep trying to get this next item. You can't get the next item. Finally get bright and read the item just back of it and find out that it's rocket reading. It's very embarrassing. You know? Extend that list, adjust that, and then take it from there and you're all right. That's perfectly normal action, providing you don't take more than 2,000 hours to get the right item just back of it. That's said in sarcasm. The essence of the situation. Go back a block of six RIs. Oh, brother, cut your throat. The same thing, because none of these RIs are ready to run. At no time are you ever running an RI that is ready to run. They're never ready to run. they're supposed to be there forever. See, they've lasted this long, and so forth. Well, the funny part of it is you can discharge the basic at the bank. Now, this means, then, that there's only one direction that you can run in a GPM. It also forces you to run in this direction, and that is from top to bottom. You cannot run from bottom to top. You think you're running from bottom to top sometimes, and then find out you're running from top to bottom anyway. Oh, you're getting the items all backwards, but try to run the pattern in reverse sometimes if you want a picnic. You've got all of these words now in sequence, and they're in the proper sequence, so keep feeding them to the PC and try to move up in a bank. The PC starts going, oh. What are you doing? You see, you're moving away from basic. See, the fundamental RI on the bank, of course, is the goal at the bottom of the bank. And that's holding everything in place. In order to get it discharged, you've got to discharge the rest of the bank. Well, that's done with the once-over lightly, don't you see? You discharge every item in rotation as fast as you can and as well as you can and on to the next item and discharge that and as fast as well as you can and on to the next item. And you'll win the whole way. Charge will be blowing off. The PC feels fine. That's necessary charge to remove. Now, all of a sudden, you go back. You move back. Let's go back a dozen items, and you're going to correct the bank because now you have found correctness is necessary. You've had it. You start moving down that channel now. Yes, they will all fire again. You ought to consider that's mysterious. We were all over these things once, and they're all firing again. It's because the basic charge on the bank hasn't been drawn. Of course, they'll fire again. Only where are they getting that charge? That's leaking up from the bottom. So here we go. Next thing you know, the PC sort of looking very haggard, and the eye circles get... First they come down to here, and then they come down to here, and then he's just... doesn't have a face anymore. He just has one large eye pouch. All of that comes from rerunning. Now, the one thing, therefore, that I have to teach you on the thing is in handling auditing to be very adroit and don't get yourself into a situation where you have a whole bunch of missed, bypassed items and this and that and the other thing and so forth and a bunch of ARC breaks. You can become technically accurate enough so that you don't do that. But even if you did bypass some items and run into an ARC break so that you can handle the situation well enough as an auditor, telling the PC, oh, well, yes, all right, that's wrong, huh? Okay. Let me make a note here. PC says it's wrong. All right. You say there's five more items up above one. All right. So these items need to be corrected. All right, the next time we run this bank down from the top, we'll correct them. How's that, huh? PC says, all right, okay, all right. Right on. Don't try to overwhelm him with the fact that you're now going to go on over his dead body. Teach you those things, it becomes necessary that you know them well. There are many reasons why you should know them. But principal amongst those reasons happens to be this fact about you can't rerun a partially run GPM. Can't be done. You get into trouble, PC go upset. Oh, yeah, you can get the right items. Oh, yeah, you can get it all corrected. Oh, yeah. Of course, it'll all come off, and the consequences of having done so will all straighten out when you get to the bottom of the bank and so forth, but you'll have a very rough and uncomfortable time of it for a while. You can't get the top op terms. You've got a pair of items. Well, you can fool around quite a while with that pair of items. You can fool around quite a while. You can't get anything to fire after about 5 hours, man. You better cut in with the goal as an RI. It's op term. You know, goal is an op term. Cut in and cut the bottom of the bank off of it. Tell the PC, this is going to be very uncomfortable. The master's probably going to follow you all the way down. We've missed all those items. I think there's about 50 of them above where we're operating, and we've missed all of them. I'm sorry, but there isn't anything else we can do. When we come back and get this, well, you'll get your top op term easily. But let us suppose we just took the goal as an op term area out, and then so we've taken enough charge off the bank. Now we're going to go back and find the top op term. Oh, no. That comes under the heading of rerunning a partially run bank. You must always run a bank down. If you start at any point, you must go south. There is no north running. Friends, if you cut it in as the goal, as an opterm, it's uncomfortable. Fine, run it all the way down on the pattern, but get it right on down to finding his next, doing his RI, goal as an RI opposed. But don't null it, because he'll get the next goal. And he'll be interested, and other things will happen that are very catastrophic. Now, I've tried all versions of stopping short of doing just that, and the only step that, I give you this very seriously, the only step that can be omitted is nulling that final list to find the next goal below or earlier than the goal you're running. That can be omitted. If the list is complete, the PC will not ARC break, and all you run the risk of his cogniting on the goal. He's probably, all he's got to do is look over his shoulder and he can tell what it is. But the PC will tell you what the goal is, and if you're plumb foolish, you won't take enough note of it and won't make enough, you know, receive it hard enough, make a note of it and all that you got that, that's fine. And the PC will then assert that he's got to run it. And then if you still don't receive that well enough, according to the PC, he'll run it. He'll start giving you the top op terms. It's all under the heading of assert. You've got the top of your bank of the one you just left isn't run. Now you want it and everything. No, thank you. No, you've got to go back up and finish the top of that off and pass your charge on down the bank and get that well discharged. That, of course, is not as good a program as starting at the proper top and going all the way to the end, but is preferable to spending 75 hours trying to find two top op terms, because that soon gets into a position of rerunning a bank. It'll activate those lower RIs, and it'll get more and more uncomfortable. The absolute time limit on it is something like about 5 hours. If you can't find it, and then you have no other choice, you've got to cut from under and get lower and go south. And then come back and get that top, cut the top off. Even though you have to pass the charge on down to the bottom again, it's a better plan to do it, and you will take you less time to do it that way. Yes, it's uncomfortable to run a PC with a fifth of the bank unrun above him. Yes, it's uncomfortable. It's far more comfortable than to rerun and rerun and rerun and try and follow on. Got to teach you one thing, is to overcome the sales tactics of the PC and his orders so that you won't make the errors which he himself is bound to make. That's a definite professional liability because he sounds so reasonable. Teach you the mechanics of that. I've got to teach you also that the bank itself must be run, not fooled with. When you start running it, run it. When you get your hands on a bank, go, man, go. Keep going. Now, there are some here whose cases I have used to see whether or not these laws were generally holding true and so forth. That is, I wasn't restraining them from going. But it's followed through consistently. They would have been better off in any case to have cut into that bank anywhere. They would have been better off just to have run a series of locks off the top of the bank than to have fooled around for the top op term. Well, what's the top item for this bank? Well, I got one here that's someone who coughs. Yeah, someone who coughs. Yeah, that's part of the goal, to catch catfish. All right, that's fine. Now, is that a terminal or an op term? All right, well, that's a terminal, someone who coughs. Very good. Now, who or what would someone who coughs oppose? Oh, well, let's see. Is Dreamy Days. All right, that's fine. That are ours. I'm not kidding you. Okay, it'd be better to go through the bank in that fashion. Of course, that's terrible to go through a bank that way, because you'll get strays and you'll skip. You'll all of a sudden find items like steam locomotive, you know. There are many ways you could run a bank, but the way you mustn't run one is to partially run one and then rerun it. Don't ever rerun a partially run bank. Don't ever try to repair a partially run bank. Only repair and run wholly done banks. Don't spend any time finding top op terms if it seems impossible. Cut in and run something. I've got to teach you that when you get your hands on a bank, you run. the thing. You go. You know, don't stand around, man. You go. I've had a lot of cases and done a lot of work on this and adjudication on this. I've got subjective, objective cases like man, and that's the conclusion I have finally arrived at. One, that the auditor has to be a sufficient diplomat as to not find himself in a position. He's got to be able to handle a situation then, even though it is wrong, and keep going, you see? It becomes a requisite. Tell a PC, all right, yeah, all right, okay, I got it. All right, we've missed those withholds, all right? We missed all those items, all right. Well, we get them on the way back. Is that all right with you? Settle the ARC break that way, you see? You know, learn to handle it without having to redo it. And the other thing is, once you get your paws on a bank, go. Don't stand around, man. Don't do it. Go. Get the next item and the next item and the next item and the next item. Oh, so you can't start in at the top of the bank and find the item and the next item. All right, man. Skip the top of the bank. Get in there and go. It's something like walking across crust ice. You must not linger. A PC will just shine if you do it rapidly and fast. And he will bog to the degree that you redo it. Accuracy is absolutely imperative, so long as you run. But accuracy only, and without item after item after item being found in good order, out. PCARC broke. Bah, the PC will just go into a complete apathy. The PC is getting losers. The PC feels upset. The PC isn't up to getting in there and pitching now. The PC's enthusiasm is gone. The PC doesn't have the lift necessary to rise superior to this bank because he's being crushed by the fact that he's not getting any place. See? You mustn't just stand around and mill. Find a place you can go and go. And do it right when you come back through. You understand? You get the right rocket reading items, of course your PC, you'll have no trouble with your PC at all. You've got the pattern of those items now, and that pattern is getting more exact every day. In fact, I even know the exact words. Isn't that horrible? And it's getting so there's nothing left. It's wantably and wantable. Ever hear those words? I never did. Anyhow, they're in the bank. Probably the character and the high-toned character of the bank and its parts of speech is what keeps modern language is what it is. Anyway, well, there it is. I hope you can learn those things, but take them to heart. They're the essence of running the GPM. Thank you very much.